This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The pandemic having a long-term effect on the release schedules of movie studios, including Disney. Let's get the latest from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, let's begin by talking specifically about Disney here. You have Star Wars, you have Avatar, Mulan. You have these big releases that Disney was hoping to have a huge windfall from, and yet they have to delay them.
Yeah, absolutely. Mulan was supposed to be released on August 21st, and now with its pushback, interestingly, there are no summer blockbuster releases at all set for August. AMC has pushed back its opening until mid-August. That may well be a pipe dream. Star Wars, you mentioned. Avatar, which turns out it's going to be a five-part series, that's been pushed back for a year. Paramount already pulled Top Gun, which was painful for folks like me wanting to relive our young adulthoods. So there are delays in production, and this really has to have the studios thinking about keeping their content in queue and not burning it, if you will, until there's a better shot at getting the ROI they need for theme parks and merch and theater releases and all those things. So I think holding it is their strategy for now.
And that has to have a huge impact on the movie theaters that have been closed for a lot of reasons, obviously, involving the pandemic. But in part because without these blockbusters, the movie theater business just doesn't make sense.
Well, that's true, too. And this has been a secular trend prior even to COVID-19. And COVID-19 could be the knife that really puts the disintermediation factor into movie theaters. I think there's little doubt that this crisis is pointing out again to people, you can put a 75-inch television in your home, get surround sound, and at least approximate the experience. You really can't do it with live sports and going to a football game with 70,000 people in the seats. But movies and seeing that content at home in the comfort of your own home is more attractive now than ever. And I think that the vertical integration that the studios have wanted and the broadcast companies and everybody who's into this over-the-top piece, that vertical integration, that's what's desirable, controlling not only the content creation but also its distribution as well. So AMC has made no secret about a possible bankruptcy. Who knows what the future holds, but at least here for 2020, it looks like a bust again.
Yeah, they just have to see, is there enough of a market that says, yeah, as you're mentioning, I can get this home equipment, I can get it on demand, I like that, but there has to be enough people who want that big screen, big crowd experience, otherwise it may never return.
Yeah, and I think for now, with Disney's actions, that is a very strong message. Even with 50 million subs on the line right now with Disney Plus, for instance, they're still saying, no, it makes sense for us to wait until we can get a theater release. So that provides you some information right there, even if you're not an insider. But do I see that rolling over time? Yes, I do.
Thanks so much, Tom Lason, a media analyst. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason.